The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on the program today, I'll be talking with Stephen Eggleston, who is professor of music at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. And he's also the founding conductor of the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, which gives a concert tonight at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts to honor Dr. Tom Streeter, who is retiring after 40 years of teaching trombone and jazz at Wesleyan. And there will be a very special guest soloist in Dr. Streeter's honor. Charles Vernon, who is bass trombonist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, is going to appear with the Illinois Wesleyan Orchestra. We'll be hearing about that later on the show today. And we'll also be hearing live performances that were given on our show over the course of its two-year history so far in our studio. And I hope you'll stay tuned for all these things. And I also hope that you will take some time during this hour to pledge your support to Live and Local, to WYLL-FM, specifically for Live and Local, since that's the show to which you are currently listening. You can make that phone call at 217-244-0025, 244-0025, or pledge online at willpledge.org. That was music by a composer named Arturo Marquez. His piece, I wrote this down, Conga del Fuego, in a performance by the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela, conducted by one of the great rising stars. Well, he's just about risen in the conducting world. His name is Gustavo Dudamel, and he is now the conductor, music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And Arturo Marquez is one of the composers represented on tonight's concert by the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra with his Danson No. 2 that will be conducted by Stephen Eggleston, who we'll be talking to later on today's edition of Live and Local. We will also be hearing some live performances that were given in our studio on Live and Local in the past couple of years, and we'll introduce those in a little bit. But first, we want to bring in Heather Miller here of our membership department to talk to you about some of the other business we need to take care of today. Actually, we have today and tomorrow for the remaining weekdays to talk to you about this spring pledge drive and some money that we could certainly use to make sure we can bring you Live and Local in our classical music programming as well in the coming fiscal year. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Yes, I'm here to encourage you to go to your phone and make a pledge, 217-244-0025, and give a pledge of support to WILL, the station that brings you Live and Local. I'm a huge fan of this particular program. I thoroughly enjoy the fact that we connect with the community in so many ways, and we prove over and over again that WILL airwaves are not just reserved for our announcers, though we are very glad to have a live announcer in the form of Kevin Kelly and Vic DiGeronimo and Vincent Trouth, John Frayne, and Roger Cooper. But we also share the microphone with the voices of artists and poets, musicians, performers, writers, especially during Live and Local. In fact, we have just the most amazing variety of performers of one form or another here on Live and Local, and it's all for you, the listener, so that you can keep pace with all the things that go on in our community. And a service like this, which I think is just terrific, and it's why I pledge my support, is deserving of your support as well. So I encourage you to take a moment now If you've never made a pledge before, if you've been listening, if you're one of those 170 million people who use public radio but don't support it, come on board today with your pledge of support in the amount of $40, $52, $120, whatever fits your budget. But we're encouraging you as a new member to come on board, 217-244-0025.
Heather, is it still true that it's about 1 in 10 listeners that contributes to
It absolutely is. We have 170 million users of public media every month, and about 1 in 10 actually support it with their pledge. And we're working hard this week to encourage some change in that. And we'd like to see maybe at least 1 in 2. I know that's a 100% increase, but I'm 100% behind the programming that we do here at WILL, the music we provide, the interviews, the performers, and I think it's all well worth it. And it's only here because people like you, like me, and like the folks that listen and pledge support it. So go online at willpledge.org or use our new phone number, 217-244-0025.
So let's have a few more listeners come on today to become 100% supporters. Let's say if you listen regularly, you're a 50% supporter.
There you go.
100% supporter, listens regularly, and also contributes to the station to make sure that we can continue to bring you the program, and then you can continue to listen regularly. Ad infinitum, if you like.
And enjoy it all the more for knowing that you are part of the reason it's here.
217-244-0025, or go online and make your contribution there at willpledge.org. I've got at least 3 live performances for you that have occurred in our Studio F here at Illinois Public Media on Live and Local. And the first one comes from June of 2010. It's by a local trio who call themselves the Mean Lids, or there may not be even the in front, Mean Lids, actually referring to their hats that they tend to wear for their performances. And they are Matt Torino, who plays guitar and other things, and Miriam Larson, who plays flute, does some singing, and sometimes plays the kazoo, I think. And also Ben Smith, who generally plays the fiddle. And they're going to do for us, they did do for us back in June of 2010, 2 tunes together called The Morning Nightcap and Waiting on a Fence. It's Mean Lids from June of last year on Live and Local. Call and make your contribution at 217-244-0025. I'm not afraid of the dark. A local group from Champaign-Urbana called Mean Lids, Miriam Larson, Ben Smith, and Matt Torino in performance of two tunes that they played for us back in June of last year live in our studio. They were in for about half an hour and played several tunes for us. This was The Morning Nightcap combined with Waiting on a Fence with Miriam on the jaw harp towards the end, which really makes kind of wonderful sound in context like that. And that's just a sample of one of the many types of music that happens here on Live and Local. We run the gamut from pretty much anything that can be played acoustically and occasionally electronic as well. We have an electric bass or guitar now and then. But mostly it's acoustic music, ranging from classical, of course, to kind of old-time music, I guess you'd call what they do. It's lots of crossover types of things. We have jazz, we have blues, we have Indian music, such as we had on the show yesterday. And of course, we have lots of interviews on the show, including one coming up very shortly with Stephen Eggleston of Illinois Wesleyan University's Civic Orchestra, which is giving a concert in Bloomington tonight. So we'll be hearing about that from Steve in just a little bit. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. And of course, it's made possible through the invaluable contributions of our listeners, the friends of WYLL. We have a goal during this spring pledge drive to hear from 1,000 friends, including quite a number of new friends of WYLL. Heather Miller, have we set a number on new friends? I don't remember.
Yes, we have. During the month of April, we would like to enroll 250 new friends of WILL. And this fund drive, this week of pledge that we're doing this spring, is a very important part of that. And I have to say, I am absolutely confounded and confused as to why we're not hearing from more people during Live and Local, because this is a terrific show. We have all kinds of fresh guests, new material, interesting interviews, and it's very worthy of your support. And, it comes to you because you've supported us in the past, and we're looking for that support again this spring. 40% of our support comes from listeners just like you, and we are counting on you to support us during this week. Help us make those goals for April. Every dollar that we raise this year is what we have to spend next year. So we want to make sure we have a substantial budget. There's a lot of things in question with state funding, university funding, federal funding, but one thing that isn't in question is the support of our listeners. You've been with us since 1974. That's a 37-year relationship. And we'd like to continue that with your support right now. So give us a call, 217-244-0025, and give us a pledge, whatever amount fits your budget. But participation is what we're looking for, and we're hoping to hear from you right now.
Heather, you said it was 37-some years that WILL FM has been around?
No, 37 years that the friends of WILL have
supported
us. We've
been around a long time, a lot longer
than that. Yeah, WILL FM came on board in 1945.
I thought it was an awfully long time ago.
It was. That's a long time commitment from us to you, the community, in sharing music.
And of course, Live and Local has only been on not even 2.5 years yet, so it's a new venture for us. And yet, we know from our audience surveys through the Arbitron company that we have somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 people listening to the program during the course of the hour. So even if we had, if we go for 1 in 10 listeners, to just go with the national average for public media, that would mean that we should have between 500 and 700 financial supporters specifically for Live and Local. We're not even close to that.
That's some fascinating math, Kevin, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the truth. We have a wide range of performers and guests on your show here. We've got Connie here from WILL Member Relations, and she can share with you a couple of guests that we've had here.
We've had Steve Larson, director of CU Symphony, Central High School Saxophone Quartet, Central High School Swing Central Performers, Edison Junior High, middle school jazz band. Alyssa Wellerman, celloist from St. Petersburg Philharmonica. We've had several theater groups that have been here at Live and Local. There's just so much live talent that we have on Live and Local. It's a great show. We need your support. So if you would please call 217-244-0025. And if you've never pledged before, this is a great chance to do it because we're looking for the new friends. We always want new friends. And our goal is 250 new friends. So please call 217-244-0025.
Or, of course, you can go online at willpledge.org. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Stephen Eggleston, who is a professor of music at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. He teaches trumpet there, and he's also conductor of the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, as well as the Wesleyan Wind Ensemble. It's in the former case, though, that we're having today's conversation with him, because the Civic Orchestra is going to be giving a concert Thursday evening at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Rather interesting program of pieces, not one of which I've ever heard of, as a matter of fact. And Steve's on the phone with me right now. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell me about the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra. I see it's been around for much longer than I had any idea.
Well, you know, the Bloomington Normal Symphony was here when I got to Wesleyan 32 years ago. And then they sort of disbanded and became the Springfield Bloomington Symphony, and now it's the Illinois Symphony. And at that point, players were looking for a place to play. So I started the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, and we had quite a few community members. Today, there are quite a few less civic members. It's much more of a student organization. Although we still maintain a board of directors and welcome community people, especially string players, to perform with us.
What was there a cause for this, the transition from to more of a university group, or?
I think it's just that we recruited differently and started attracting many more string players than we had in the early 80s, and therefore, it became much more university populated.
So when you say we recruited differently, meaning the university recruited differently?
Correct, right.
So in a way, the Civic Orchestra has followed the success of the School of Music at Wesleyan?
Well, I think that's right. Our applied faculty is very fine, and they do a lot of outreach to high school students, and we find that from different areas, too, and find a great deal of students coming from Chicago, Champaign, Indianapolis, St. Louis.
And your own transition, if there was one, to orchestra conductor from wind ensemble conductor, how did that happen, or have you always been working with orchestras?
You know, actually, I've always been working with the orchestra. This goes back to student teaching in the mid-70s, when I student taught, the orchestra conductor became very ill. I student taught in Indianapolis, and so I took over for him, and I didn't know enough. And
do we ever?
Yeah, right. I don't think we ever do. We just keep learning. But I took over for him, and I learned a great deal in a very short period of time. Then I taught high school band for 1 year. But since that time, since 1976, I've always conducted wind ensemble and orchestra at a university. I've always had both ensembles, no matter where I was. So I've been doing it for quite a while, and enjoy both of them. But the Civic Orchestra has been a real joy to conduct here, and you know, we've been around for 26 years.
How do you experience the two differently?
I think, except for this concert, the wind ensemble does much more contemporary literature, where the orchestra is doing more traditional literature. So I've always thought that I experienced more of my contemporary side, which I love, with the wind ensemble, and they are primarily the wind players in my orchestra. So they sort of get a double dose of me in both of those ensembles.
And they don't seem to have run screaming, so that's to your credit.
Not yet.
that's why they graduate, right?
That's
they graduate
right.
before
yeah,
that
they,
happens.
Correct. Right.
So you said that this particular concert is different from the usual for the Wesleyan Orchestra.
It is. Well, let me set it up a bit. My colleague and friend, Tom Streeter, who started the jazz band at Illinois Wesleyan 40 years ago, and started teaching trombone for us, is retiring. And we got together at the end of last year and said, okay, you've had a terrific career here. What can I do for you in terms of highlighting you sometime during our season, which is now? And he said, well, I'd like to have Tom is a bass trombonist. I'd like to have the finest trombone player in the world come and play for us. And I said, well, we all know who that is. And that's Charlie Vernon, of the Chicago Symphony. And I had heard Charlie do a piece called Chickabone Checkout, which is by another trombone virtuoso, Christian Lindbergh. It was actually commissioned by the Chicago Symphony. So I contacted Charlie through a mutual friend, and he said, oh my gosh, Tom Streeter's retiring. I'd love to do it. And so we were very fortunate to get Charlie in the middle of a very busy week. He is, I think they're working on, I know that Chicago Symphony is playing in Carnegie on Friday. So he's coming here after rehearsing all day with Chicago Symphony and then coming and rehearsing tomorrow evening with us on Wednesday. And then he'll play Thursday night and leave right after the concert to catch a flight out to New York. But the other piece that we're doing, well, we're doing two others. The other piece is a piece by a friend and a composer, Michael Shelley. He resides in Indianapolis with his wife, Mio, and he's written a piece called Right Flight, which was dedicated to the Wright brothers, and the Dayton Philharmonic was celebrating that flight and commissioned Michael to write it. There are too many Wrights, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So we're playing the piece is called Wright Flight, and we're playing it with Mio Sasaki, Michael Shelley's wife, performing.
And the Wright brothers were from Dayton, or
yes.
That's where they had their shop or something?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Their bicycle shop.
Yeah, they did. It was a bicycle shop. And I know of that bicycle shop because that is currently at Greenfield Village in Dearborn, Michigan, where I'm from. So I got to see that a lot.
The bicycle shop is
yeah,
currently there?
Right.
They just picked up the whole shop?
They moved a number of buildings to Greenfield Village, and one of them is the Wright brothers bicycle shop.
It sounds like there's a story behind that that won't have real relevance to this conversation.
Yeah, right.
But it would be fun to hear.
Yeah, right.
And Michael Shelley, if anybody wants to look him up at all, spells his last name, you said S-C-H-E-L-L-E?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is he somebody that you knew?
I went to school with Michael at Butler. We did our undergraduate work together. Then he went on to graduate school and is now a professor at Butler. He's a composition professor at Butler.
And you're listening to an interview that I did just a couple of days ago with Steve Eggleston, who is music director and conductor of the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, which is giving a concert tonight at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. And I do have a couple of movements here. We'll hear one of the movements from this piano concerto by, I've lost all half my notes here. I've got too many pieces of paper in today's in our studio today, and I just forgot the name of the first name of the composer, Michael Shelley, sorry. This is the second movement called The Right Waltz. Actually, it's the fourth movement, sorry, The Right Waltz. And we'll hear it on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Right into the next movement. We heard the fourth movement of the multi-movement work by Michael Shelley called Right Flight, his piano concerto, and this performance given by pianist Andrew Russo with the Dayton Philharmonic conducted by Neil Gittleman. And you can hear that complete work played tonight by pianist Miho Sasaki, who is the wife of the composer, Michael Shelley, on a concert by the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra conducted by Stephen Eggleston. It's at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll continue, we'll hear the remainder of my interview with Professor Eggleston in just a few minutes. But first, we want to see if we can get some telephones ringing in support of Live and Local here today. I'm the host, Kevin Kelly, along with Connie Ludwig and Heather Miller in our studio. As we have said many times on the show during our pledge drives, we raise approximately 40% of our operating budget currently from our listening audience, certainly what helps make Live and Local possible. And our goal for this drive is simple, to sustain this program that you value. At the end of the month of April, we hope to have raised $250,000. To do that, we're asking you to be one of 1,000 listeners who will call during our spring pledge drive. And the number is 217-244-0025. And your pledge now will really make a difference to ensure that Live and Local continues to be live for you in the coming fiscal year. 217-244-0025.
Well, Kevin, I know some folks wonder where WILL gets its funding, because in the way back, WILL was totally funded through federal and state tax-based support. That has changed significantly over the years, and the amount of our budget provided by taxpayers has dropped off approximately 20%. 22% of our funding comes from state and federal support. And that's an important foundation for programming here on WILL, but that is what it is. It's the foundation. And to build that solid house, that big solid building of WILL programming, we need listener support, which is 40%, to be the bricks of our building. And a building isn't built with one big brick. It's made up of hundreds and hundreds of small bricks, and we consider each one of our listeners a very important brick in that wall, and we encourage you to be that brick in that wall right now with your pledge call to 217-244-0025. Help us build a strong building of support for programming here on WILL. We have a wide variety of performers on Live and Local, lots of interesting guests. Connie Ludwig's here with us today, and she can tell you some more of the guests we've had.
We have all sorts of guests. We have lots of local talent that Kevin brings in on a daily basis. Nathan Gunn, who's a well-known opera star, has been on the show. Stephen Polt, folk rock singer from Fairmont, Illinois. Reggie Britton, Black Magic Johnson blues singer. There's been Irish singers like Matt Cranick and Jackie Daly. And just all sorts of talent from grade school level to people that have been local and have gone out to go national. Kevin interviews them all.
He's really encouraging musicianship here in Central Illinois. I mean, we do have adult performers, but the high school and junior high kids are getting an opportunity to reach out to the public and really develop who they are as musicians. And your pledge of support helps make that happen. So we're encouraging you today to give us a call, 217-244-0025. Build some musicianship in your community.
And we will be hearing another live performance on our show today, which is going to be by members of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, the Woodwind Quintet from that ensemble, played for us live on the show not that long ago. And I'll rebroadcast that performance coming up after we hear the rest of my interview with Steve Eggleston for a concert that's happening tonight. The phone number, 217-244-0025, or point your browser to willpledge.org to make your contribution. The amount is entirely up to you. We can always suggest, of course, our basic membership level to get you Patterns Magazine, which lets you know when all of the programs on the Illinois Public Media happen. Or you might consider becoming a dollar a day member. That's $365 a year. And I'll tell you that that's what I do, and I'd make it easy on myself by doing it by payroll deduction through the University of Illinois. And we call folks who do payroll deduction or automatic or electronic funds transfer for our sustaining members. So that's a way for you keep contributing until you tell us you don't want to. And, of course, we keep getting the money, and we're able to keep bringing you the programs. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. Let's continue with my conversation from a couple of days ago with Professor Stephen Eggleston at Illinois Wesleyan University. He's the conductor of the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, which gives its concert at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 8 o'clock. And the other piece in the program is also by a fellow that I don't think I know the name, Arturo Marquez.
Actually, he's of Mexican heritage, but grew up in a Los Angeles suburb. And he writes music of the style of Cuban style, of Mexican style. And this piece, the Danzón No. 2, is a group of dances that he has written for orchestra. It's become very popular because the orchestra with Gustavo Dudamel, his youth symphony, did it at the Proms concert in 2007, and it became an instant success.
The Simón Bolívar.
Right, the Simón Bolívar. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, from Venezuela. He's now the Los Angeles Philharmonic conductor.
Yes, and he's just a real ball of fire.
That's what I've heard. I've only ever seen some videos,
right?
Which are always a lot of them on YouTube. If anybody wants to check him out,
all over YouTube, right?
Yeah. So, how did you discover this particular piece? Is it one you'd played before?
This the Danzón No. 2 is something that a student of mine came to. They'd seen it on YouTube. They're great Dudamel fans, and said, "Boy, isn't it a great piece?" And I watched it off of YouTube, and then I decided it was indeed a really exciting piece to perform, and I thought that it would be the perfect piece to start our concert with the two concerti. After that.
And since you said this is a little bit of a different program from what the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra usually plays, how have the performers, the students, and the community members who are there, how have they taken to these pieces?
Well, they love Danzón's very easy. It's very accessible music, so they love Danzón. The other two, Michael Shelley's piece, it's interesting. Michael usually wrote very contemporary music, sometimes minimalistic music, but Michael has found a romantic side to himself lately, and even though you will hear more some minimalism, you all of a sudden is this outgrowth of really a romantic melody, and it's very interesting. So the You know, when you're practicing accompaniments and waiting for the soloists to come in, you don't know what that melody is going to be. And they really have taken to it because they've listened to Right Flight and grown to like it a lot. As far as the Chickabone Checkout, Charlie Vernon sent a DVD to us of him doing it in Europe. And we watched it, and it's very contemporary. But Charlie's the bass trombonist with the Chicago Symphony, but will be playing three trombones in this, and only Charlie can do it. He'll be playing alto trombone, tenor trombone, and bass trombone, and switching, obviously, between the three. And it's just a virtuoso piece, and I don't think anybody would attempt to play it but Charlie Vernon.
Does he have these things sitting on stands so
yes.
he doesn't have to pick them up and put them down?
Correct. Exactly. He has all three trombones out there, and he has to put one down and pick up the other and put that one down and vice versa, and all different kinds of mutes and shadings on the trombone. And he just did it recently with the Fort Worth Symphony. And my daughter's in the Fort Worth Symphony, and it brought the house down.
Well, with a name like that,
yeah,
just on its own, I would think it's got to be a cool
piece. You
know,
there are different, and Christian Lindberg, who wrote the piece, cautions people to not think of it as he's not trying to give them the program, but there are seven different movements, and they all have different parts of Chicago. Vivid City is the first. Fort Dearborn is the second. The Chicago Butcher is the third. Frogs at Hawthorne Woods is the fourth. Prohibition's the fifth. Morning with Orange Juice is the sixth. And Wind and Mortar is the seventh. And boy, does it have Wind and Mortar at the end.
Wow. That's quite an imagination just to come up with the titles.
And there's a I saw a piece on Christian Lindberg. He was actually in Chicago, and you'll hear the frogs at Hawthorne, and you'll hear frogs. I mean, the percussionists make those sounds, not vocally, but make them with instruments depicting the frogs.
So folks can experience this piece with trombonist Charlie Vernon called Chickabone Checkout, along with the piano concerto of Michael Shelley and the danzone of Arturo Marquez on the concert by the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra, conducted by its founder, Stephen Eggleston, of the Illinois Wesleyan University faculty, of course. And it's Thursday night at 7:30.
8 o'clock.
Sorry.
8 o'clock.
I did that on just reflex, because that's when concerts in Champaign-Urbana are. Yeah. And how does one go about getting tickets?
They call the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. And certainly tickets are available at the door, but I'm trying to come up with a number for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts here.
It's easy to Google. Just go to find online. Just go to artsblooming.org.
Right.
And that'll get you to that link.
And should be an exciting concert.
Well, it sounds like it, and certainly
out
of the ordinary.
There's also a wonderful reception for everyone after the concert to come and meet Charlie and Michael, and to maybe say goodbye to Tom Streeter, who's actually leaving the state when he retires, going to Utah. But we've dedicated 40 years of trombone performance by Tom Streeter, so that's the dedication of the concert.
Well, it sounds like a great evening, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
It's Steve Eggleston here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And I played a little bit earlier at the beginning of the show from one of the composers represented on the concert, Arturo Marquez, and they're playing his danzone number 2. Here's the part of the danzone number 1. We'll hear the end of this. This is in a performance by the Philharmonic Orchestra of Montpellier with Enrique Demecki. Hoping I'm saying his name right, but I'm probably not, here on Live and Local. Live concert, obviously, by the Montpellier Philharmonic Orchestra, Enrique Dumecchi conducting, excuse me, music by Arturo Marquez, his Danzón number 1. And there have been several others that he has written since then, including number 2, which is going to be played by the Illinois Wesleyan Civic Orchestra tonight at 8 o'clock at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Here's a rundown of some of the other events going on in our listening area in the next couple of days. Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield presents Run for Your Wife. That continues 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday in a Sunday matinee. The Eben Quartet, String Quartet, is at the Granite Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30. And Light in the Piazza is the name of a musical being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. Performances through the weekend, 8 o'clock this evening. Champaign Central High School presents the musical Urinetown, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, with matinee on... I can't find this information there. I thought I had it up on the calendar. University of Illinois Jazz Combos are at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Jazz musician Ron Westray is at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight at 7:30. And the Wind Symphony and Concert Band at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston are performing tonight. Tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Dowden Fine Arts Center. That's what I have time to mention right now. We want to be sure to have time to play that live performance by the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra Wind Quintet that I promised earlier. Our broadcast is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karastan Broadloom and Rug dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. And, of course, funding here at WYLL starts with you, our listeners. As a non-commercial, non-profit, local public radio station, we rely on listeners' contributions for by far the largest share of our operating budget. Your pledge call now will help to bring you live and local and all of the other programs you depend on in the coming fiscal year. Please call 217-244-0025 or go to willpledge.org.
WILL is listener supported. You hear us say it all the time. And you can help support WILL by calling 217-244-0025 with your pledge right now during this pledge drive. Give an amount that's affordable for you right now, whether it's $5 or $500, whatever amount. The contribution helps pay the cost of broadcasting to play the music you love to hear for the next year. So call 217-244-0025 or go to willpledge.org.
Live and Local is a terrific show. It interviews all kinds of performing artists throughout our community and gives you kind of a heads up on what's happening and where you can take and get tickets and what performances are coming. It's like GPS for performing arts in your community. And we're encouraging you today to support that with your pledge, 217-244-0025. So far, we've heard from 483 people who have pledged their support to WILL this week. Our goal for this drive is 1,000 supporters, and we're encouraging you right now to be the next supporter of WILL with your pledge. If you happen to be at your laptop or your computer at home, you can make a contribution very easily, just a couple of clicks at willpledge.org. Do it now.
217-244-0025. Back in May of 2010, we had members of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra live in our studio playing some movements from Beethoven's Quintet for Winds, and here is the finale. ¶¶ Musicians from the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, the Wind Quintet, performing in May of 2010, the final movement of Beethoven's Quintet for Winds. Thanks to Robert, who called, and please make your call at 217-244-0025. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. It's Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM. And HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators, W2966AF Urbana.